Joined now by someone who was not on the ballot this time around, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. And we're talking before we started about how, oh, what do we talk about in Chapel Hill? I'm like, I still got elections on the brain. I'm not thinking about anything else right now. How are you?
I'm good. Had a busy week, even with elections in the middle of all of it.
And we have a meeting tonight.
Yes.
So for
we have
a work session for the town council. So what's on the agenda?
We're going to go over the capital improvement budget and some debt information so we can get ourselves started ready for the whole budget season and understand what some of the numbers look like for some long-term projects. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have an open discussion of council about possibilities for the Legion property, taking another look at the whole area, I think is on the mind of a lot of council areas about what kind of things should the town be looking at and thinking about before passing on one of the last remaining large parcels in town.
So where do things stand with the Legion property? Any changes from the last time that we talked?
No,
feedback and
is still having people email and send us information. Different groups had some
just
great
like one or two emails here and there.
Just a handful. No, we actually made a chart and categorized them. There were over 100 emails.
Wow.
And then I've had some great community discussions with other people interested in possibly being partners for that spot. So everything's up for negotiation and talking. There is a current contract on it, but it is dependent on the council approving up zoning. So that gives us an opportunity to take a look at an overall perspective of this.
Okay. So I'm always curious as to how elected officials weigh public opinion, because there's just so many different sources of it. You've got opinions from people who live near the Legion Road property. You've got opinions from people who live elsewhere in town and may not have the same stake in the matter, but still residents of Chapel Hill. You've got planning experts and non-experts. And how do you weigh different sources of public opinion on a question?
I think that's always interesting for someone who's elected to serve, and you're elected by the public who lives here to serve. You're supposed to use all those different pieces of information to make the best judgment possible for the future of the town. And I weigh it heavily. When you get 10 people showing up at a meeting who've given up their busy schedules of their own lives to come tell you something, and usually it's not to be supportive of something. They're trying to alert you or show a concern, because if people are happy with decision-making processes, they don't tend to show up.
It's one of my favorite Simpsons moments is the protest outside the White House where everyone's holding up signs saying, everything's fine, everything's okay, we're fine here, keep it going.
We don't get a lot of that.
Yeah.
So one person coming down probably represents a lot more people, and especially when you get a variety of people coming, like you said, from all over different parts of the town to come talk to you or send you emails or be concerned. So you have to kind of put that into perspective and always willing to listen. I, like to hear what people have to say and what they're thinking, and then take that and balance it out with information that you have about planning and long-term vision and those kinds of things.
How do you solicit information from people who are fine with everything? Is there a way to do that? Or
You ask
them.
Because
you're right. I mean, people don't get agitated or involved if they're fine with things.
That's usually pretty true. So try to reach out, make some of those phone calls, people I know that are in different spots of the district, or have them, reach out and send me something. We always, like I said, if you have something you want to share with us, either way, like to hear it. We actually got a couple of thank you for all that you did during the ice storm, but only two. Most of the rest were.
Well, thank you for all you did during the ice storm on behalf of those of us who wanted to send that email and didn't. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and that's on the agenda. They'll be talking about that tonight at the work session. Let's talk about the target that's apparently going in, the big one that's going in apparently downtown. The NNO story earlier today,
paper this morning.
We're talking about Carolina Square, right?
Yes.
Formerly University Square. This is the big construction project that's going up downtown Chapel Hill. Construction underway, won't be opening for a while. Obviously, it's still very much in progress. But the story today in the Chapel Hill news was something to the effect of the possibility of a Target Express, so like a small convenience store, basically operated, or a little bit larger than a convenience store, but smaller than a big old Target, potentially going in downtown. So what actually is the status?
Well, I can't confirm or deny the story, but I will tell you, wouldn't it be exciting to have what's called a Metro Target? I've been in a few in other cities. It's usually a two-level store that provides groceries and other types of things and has a order online pickup window. Wouldn't that be fabulous for our downtown residents who live there in Northside and along Franklin Street, and students to be able to have some grocery opportunities there, and to take over about 16,000 square feet of a building, but cannot confirm or deny at this point.
So we can draw our own conclusions about that. All right. For the project as a whole, I know there were some things that people were really excited about, the green space, the difference between commercial space and retail space and housing.
Right.
whatever happens to go there, would that proposal, would those aspects of that proposal be affected? We'll still have the green space, we'll still have the courtyard, we'll still have the same division of commercial and retail?
Yes, we will still. So there was already proposed retail space. If this proposal went through, it would be a conglomeration. Sorry, wrong word.
Conglomeration.
Yeah, trying on that word, didn't I? of putting all this retail space together as one retailer in that space. It's still going to have the commercial office space, still going to have the residential space, still going to have the performing arts center, still going to have the green space, still going to have 880 parking spaces, and to be half commercial and half residential is still in the works as well. Mm-hmm. This would just be putting together all the retail space, I think almost all the retail space together as one retailer.
So presumably, like, instead of what it used to be at University Square with like this spot and this spot and this spot and this spot, it would just be one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Assuming that that's the case.
And then you're right across the street from 140 West, which has a lot of those individual retailers
spaces
there as well.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and what else is going on in town right now?
Finished, first 100 days was yesterday office.
So I feel the honeymoon's over. Yeah.
Oh, this has been the honeymoon, boy. Been working about 80 hours a week trying to get up to speed on all these things and get involved and make lots of conversations happen, moving forward with the Feeding Our Children summer program, working through some downtown parking. I have a working group on the downtown parking looking for a phase now fix and long-term solutions. We've heard so much from many citizens inside and outside of our community about the parking perceptions, and until we fix some of those parking perceptions and actually with some real so we gathered lots of information. We're having great discussions, hopefully coming forward soon on some suggestions and things. We've come up with a plan, both for phase now and phase soon to be. And just trying to do a lot of things with beautifying downtown in conjunction with Porthole Alley being redone this summer. We've walked the planter boxes, looked at the lighting, looked at safety issues, working with the university together. And then the Rosemary Street Improvement Project is going to happen this summer. The day after graduation from Carolina, you're going to see a lot of activity downtown that will coincide with the students leaving and reduce traffic. But Rosemary is going to be all redone. It's going to be have those bike lanes, more pedestrian friendly. It's going to look better. There's a lot of things that have gone into that project. And just go back to Carolina Square. That's still going on. It will be heavy construction with that this summer as well. And I think the AC Hotel starts as well this summer sometime. But Carolina Square is supposed to open in July of 2017.
That's quick.
Yeah.
That's I was always fascinated with parts of it. I was always fascinated with 140 West when that was just a hole in the ground, and then you turn around and half the structure's already
up. It takes a lot to put the infrastructure in for those kind of, and then they can start going.
But when it does, it just goes really quick. So the Rosemary Street redo, that's part of the larger master plan for downtown.
Yes. Yeah.
So what exactly will that entail? Bike lanes? Will that affect green space on Rosemary?
More of the sidewalks and the mobility plan that'll be put. And then we're looking at more lighting and better wayfaring signs, those kinds of things, and just making it a better, more attractive and safer thoroughfare. And that's part of this whole downtown plan. And Ray Buckley presented to the planning board some of those ideas that have come out working with the consultant, working with the council on what they want to see on this long-term vision. Started parts of it are from 2020, but at Downtown Reimagined, Rosemary Reimagined, all those components, there's actually a design in process as properties turn over, as we move along, and again, working with the university, talking about those kinds of issues and the better lighting and a more welcoming feeling for downtown. And parking is a big part of that.
Yeah. Is that a start-to-finish project this summer?
Not all of it, but a lot of it. So once we get Rosemary Street finished, then we can better figure out what things really work well and what things turned out right and do some more work on Franklin Street as well. And the alleyways. That was a lot of the questions last night and information about at the Planning Commission talking about those alleyway connections, how some of them don't feel safe, some of them aren't clean, some of them don't feel inviting. Some of them are fine.
Yeah.
So figure out what.
And they're all really potentially cool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many really intricate little spaces in downtown Chapel Hill that you can do so much with. So.
And we need better wayfaring. We need people to be able to figure out how to navigate those alleys and know where they're going. No one wants to start down an alley when it's a little bit dark and a little bit uninvited, not knowing for sure where they're going to end up.
Absolutely. All right. So that's coming up this summer, University Square this summer. So we'll keep following that. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Yeah. Glad to be here.